B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12:30 across the Delaware Valley, and with a great surprise, Tuesday night, I was digging some Tuesday night football, but Tuesday night, I turn in, I'm all excited because, you know, I'm close with Sean McDermott and the McDermott family, and always looking for the Bills, and it's Bills Titans, and who do I hear? What familiar siren did I hear? But our man, Tom McCarthy, on the CBS Tuesday Night Football broadcast, and he was absolutely fabulous, like he is on college basketball in the tournament, and like he is all the time on Phillies baseball. T-Mac, what do you say, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? Long time no talk.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought you're terrific at, man. You're really good football. Really good.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll be honest with you. The whole process was pretty sweet from a CBS standpoint. Because as you know, I mean, they could have easily had Jim and Tony just go from their game on Sunday to the game on Tuesday. I mean, they could have easily have done that. I really appreciated the fact that they left us on that because we were pretty tuned up for it. It didn't go anywhere near the way I thought it was going to go as far as the outcome goes.
But, yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was pretty cool. I mean, I love mixing in some football and basketball into my baseball. And, you know, CBS has been a really good partner for me over the last 10 years, because I'm the seventh crew, which means I don't miss much baseball, and that's by design. So it's pretty neat. It was pretty cool to be there.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact is that, you know, the NFL, everybody's watching, right? Like, you go from a game which would have been big in the markets and all things, but now it's the whole country. Is there any of that just kind of at all you ever think about? You just put everything out of your mind and you've done a million of them, but does any of that creep into your subconscious at all?
You know, I really tried not to, and partly because I think if it was 20 years ago, it probably would have more. And I'm not trying to downplay it at all because it was a pretty humbling experience to be able to do it, quite honestly. And I mean, I've done a lot of really good, cool events over my lifetime, but it was really neat to be part of that. So I tried not to make it any bigger. You know, I told the crew, let's just make it a normal regional game that we've done. I mean, we had so much stuff to get in and so much information to get in. Let's just be like we normally are. And we have a really good crew. We have a solid crew that's done a lot of big games during the course of their career and behind the scenes. So yeah, there was probably a few moments where I thought, okay, this is pretty sweet. Because at the end of the game, I mean, I had so many text messages and Twitter comments, you know, Instagram, that it was definitely different than it was doing a regional game that goes to 10% of the country.
You're fantastic. You really are. And it was funny because there is here, you know, there's like this immense pride, right? It's like one of our guys doing the national thing. And it made me think of Harry because was the voice of NFL Films. And you know that. I mean, you know, he was really good at calling football games.
He was great at calling football. And, you know, I remember when, you know, growing up listening to him do the Notre Dame games, you know, he would miss Phillies games almost every weekend in September because he would do the Notre Dame games. And it wasn't until later on that he would, you know, that he wouldn't miss as many games in September to do the NFL on Westwood One and his NFL film stuff. I mean, you know, you think about him and John Facenda, and, you know, the fact that one went to the other. I mean, gosh, you talk about voices from God. I mean, just the ability to tell a story with just the tone of their voice. So, you know, and Harry and I used to talk about it all the time because I was doing Westwood One games with basically – he was doing one, I was doing another, or I was doing college while he was doing the NFL. So we used to talk about that all the time. And I just think it makes you, for me anyway, I've done it my whole life where I've done football, basketball, and baseball. I feel like it makes me sharper as a broadcaster. I'm doing less now as I've gotten older, but I'm getting to do a little bit more high profile stuff, which is kind of neat. I mean, it's neat to be able to dabble in that. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. Tom McCarthy with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. And I'd like you, like, when you look at, I could tell that you love all those sports. Like, there is something about, and growing up here, I don't know what it is, T-Mac, but we love the four team sports, right? Like, so much. And so, you know, I can hear your enthusiasm when you're doing baseball or basketball or football, how much you love the game.
Yeah, and they're all different. You know, but football to me is just a totally different animal, just because of the meetings, you know, meeting people like Sean. I mean, Sean and I have done a bunch of his games over the last few years, and I absolutely love what he's doing in Buffalo, and I think the world of him. But it's the meetings, it's practice, it's film. It's so different than doing a nightly baseball game, and that's what I like. I like the fact that it's different. It's not the same every week. And when I'm done, you know, you're mentally just drained from all of the information that you have in your mind. And, you know, just the game itself. So it's cool. I mean, there's definitely a sort of a natural high that you get by doing those games.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Tommy, first of all, I will say, and I had some bad news, and you, a man of the press box, particularly in Phillies games, but all events, Jackie Shore, who was a great man, long-time fixture. He used to work for the Associated Press. What a great, great guy. Jackie was a fixture for the last, 50 years? At the press box, the vet, and then the link in Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, and you know, he used to go from college basketball game to college basketball game, and he would always be there. And he always had the same kind of attitude, the same kind of smile, and, you know, just the same kind of energy. And we used to marvel, you know, that he would be 80 years old and still moving as if he's 30 years old, shooting baskets at the Palestra and things like that. You know, wonderful.
Great head of hair.
Great guy.
Right. Great
head of hair. Great head. Love Sinatra.
Yeah, he was cool, you know, man.
Great head of hair. I mean, just a sweet family. And he always had a trivia question for you, Ant. You know what I mean? Like, he always had a trivia question. And he would get together with, you know, whether it be Frankie in the lunchroom at Citizens Bank Park or, no, whoever. And they would sort of, you know, he goes, hey, did you hear Jackie's trivia question, and Jack Cook give it again. It's just that he's one of those guys that you knew when you went to the ballpark or went to a basketball game, you'd see him and you'd just be happy to see his face and his smile. And, you know, he's what made, in a lot of ways, he's what makes this city so great. The coverage of the team so great in this city.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Going to miss him. What a great, great man. Jackie Shore, RIP, we love you. And the family, wish our best. T-Mac, what was this baseball season like for you?
I would say disappointing, you know, in a lot of ways. I mean, because, you know, we were so excited to get it going, even though it was only 60 games. And, you know, Joe Girardi, rock star. I mean, just a rock star. We're really lucky to have him. But I think at the end, I think if you had to tabulate anything about it, it was disappointing because they had the pieces offensively. I didn't feel as comfortable pitching-wise going into the season as, you know, some people did. I thought that there were holes in the pitching staff. As it turned out, there were. You know, so I think the fact that there were three bullpen games in the last couple weeks of the season, it just didn't work. I mean, it works for the Rays. It sometimes works for the Dodgers,
well, they had a bullpen. You have to have a great bullpen to have a bullpen game.
It was just disappointing because I really felt like Wheeler, Nola, you got a chance.
Yeah.
Particularly in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, maybe it wouldn't have. Who knows? But you know, this drought's getting longer and longer, and it's obviously something that I hope the Phillies take care of in the next couple of years, the next year.
I know. I mean, there's nothing like October baseball.
Oh.
And, you know, when that ballpark, which is still Xanadu in my eyes, is dressed up. I mean, I love it. It's dressed up in bunting. I mean, it's the greatest. And you have series play. When I go back to those 08s, 09s, 10s, and those runs, man, they were so much fun. What a blast.
Oh, it was great. And I know it would have been different this year, but how cool would it have been if we had, you know, something to root for even more in October? I wanted it for the front office. You know, I wanted it for the guys in the marketing department and the guys in the sales department, the ticket office. I wanted it for all the fans that, you know, obviously everybody's gone through, you know, so much over the last few months, and we're finally getting out of it. And you just wanted it for everybody that, you know, that loves the team and loves the city so much, because it would have been great.
I know. Tommy, what's your schedule coming up? I'm curious. You have any Eagle games on the schedule?
So right now I've got November 1st on radio. I think it's a Sunday night game, which hopefully we'll say a Sunday night game. I mean, obviously it depends on flex.
But
each week I'm actually on call for CBS. So if, God forbid, something happens to one of the play-by-play guys, as far as COVID-19 goes or anything like that, then I step in. But I do it from my studio in my basement. So I kind of prepare for each of the games in one way, shape, or form. My next actual game on TV probably won't be until sometime November, December, because, you know, I'll do like 5 games a year. I mean,
right.
It really is perfect for me as far as, you know, getting a chance to do a full baseball season and then getting a chance to mix in football and basketball.
That's cool, man. All right, you got to do me one favor, and I do the Friday 5. There's a couple questions that I have to ask you, and I'm curious of a couple answers. One, give me your best fan story ever. Craziest fan story you ever witnessed.
Wow, that's a really good one. Oh, man.
This is in honor of the fans coming back to the link this weekend.
All right, so how about this? It doesn't really have anything to do with Philadelphia, but it was a Thanksgiving game. And there's a fan outside. I was doing a Cowboy, I don't know, maybe it was Cowboys Eagles. I don't know. It was Cowboys somebody on Thanksgiving Day. And I'm outside the stadium, and this guy thought I was Pitbull. And he sat there, and he was hammered. But I took a photo with him. I signed something for him. It was terrible. Great. I mean, there's so many others. I mean,
fantastic.
But we're out in the, just the fan in general. I mean, just the fact that they, they just love it so much.
Yeah, I know. All right, last one. Let me give you this one. So today's National Boss Day. We were talking about great coaches and coaches who give great speeches. Like, give T-Mac a little snippet of one. All right?
Scoring chances that period were 7-1. For the opposition. Do you know why, Hartsy? Because it's about as casual as it gets.
All right. You got to deliver. You need somebody to deliver the speech to rally the troops. Who do you got?
Oh, I got Herb Brooks, man. I mean, that movie is, to me, still gives me chills. I mean, you don't have to be the best team 10 times. You just got to be the best team one time. And that's when the United States beat Russia in the 1980 Olympics.
I love it, T-Mac. Great stuff, brother. Listen, great catching up with you. We're very proud of you. And just keep up the great work, buddy, okay?
All right, Ant.
Thanks, brother. Take it easy. T-Mac with us on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.